No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Except for that boar that I sacrificed the other day.
No, I'd never do something like that. Here's Snitch and Lins.
Only kidding, I did it.
I'll do it again. I thought it was going to be funny.
Snitch and Lins.
One, two, three,
let's go!
And welcome to 2012 on the Snitch and Lins podcast. We are very happy to have you back for a brand new year. And of course, my friend of 19 years could not be happier that this might be the year that it all comes to an end. The world, that is. And that is my friend of 19 years, Mr. Lindsay Price.
Michael, I'm praying for the end of the world. I'm praying for that 2012 is the end of the world, according to the ASX. I'm in too much debt. I've made too many mistakes. I've told people what I actually think of them. It's going to end. It's going to end for Lindsay either way.
It sounds like you've had an interesting holiday. And Lindsay, how about we kick straight into it, as it is going to be a fairly short podcast, but there are some big things that are going to be happening in it. We're not even going to tell you what they are. Let's just get straight into it. Lindsay?
Yes, Michael?
It has been almost 2 months since we've done a podcast. In that time, there has been a lot going on. Of course, we have had Christmas.
Plenty of things.
Plenty, Lindsay. Christmas, all the holiday celebrations, New Year's, Boxing Day, all the big stuff, all the big sales. It's been pretty huge, right?
Great occasions, great times.
I feel that listeners, they want to know what we've done over that time, but they don't want us to spend much time on it because it's boring. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to hear how good your holidays were.
It was, yeah, no one really wants to hear that. People want to have their own memories, I guess.
Exactly. So I thought we can still tell people what we did, but we can do it in a fairly short amount of time. We're going to do what I like to call the Snitch and Lins holiday whip around, okay? 30 seconds to describe both our holidays, and that's all we're going to need, and that will be the end of it. We will not talk about Christmas. We won't talk about Boxing Day. We won't talk about holidays at all until next year.
Snitch, you're talking too much. Let's just kick it off.
Christmas.
Family.
Awesome.
I'm shit at cricket.
All my cousins have kids.
Also, I never ever want kids. Period.
Christmas.
Family.
New baby.
Can't find around it.
So lots of tension.
Glad it's over.
Crap presents.
Hate life.
New Year's.
Got drunk. Didn't hurt myself.
New Year's.
Got drunk.
Hurt my toe.
I cried.
A little.
Hangover.
Throbbing.
Hangover.
Worse than the movie.
Rest of the holidays.
Uni student. Still have 3 months to go.
Woo! Rest of the holidays.
Work full time. Didn't have any more.
Holiday verdicts.
Not bad.
Holiday verdicts.
I'm dead inside.
It's a brand new year, 2012.
With brand new possibilities.
Absolutely, Lindsay. And we have a brand new possibility for the Snitch and Lins show. It's not even a possibility anymore. It's a reality. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be having sponsors on the show.
What kind of sponsors, Michael?
Thank you for asking, Lindsay. They're going to be very interesting sponsors. A different business every week here on the Snitch and Lins podcast.
Hi, I'm Jim from Jim's Joke Shop. Do you like funny things? Do you like jokes? I'll come to my joke shop. It's a laugh a minute. Just listen to my customers. Jim's Joke Shop is a laugh a minute. See? Everyone says Jim's jokes are the funniest. People ask me why I started my own joke shop. I tell them I saw Jerry Seinfeld on TV once and he said a joke and it was funny, so I started a shop. Here is a couple of examples of what you can find at my joke shop. Hold on. I dropped it. Why do cannibals eat clowns? I mean, no, why do cannibals not eat clowns? Because they taste funny. That was an example of a funny joke. Here is another. What do you call a nick? Come down to my joke shop. That's Jim Smith's joke shop. On the corner of East and West Streets. Be here or be square. Oh, I messed it up. Can I go?
Lindsay, we mentioned it is a brand new year, and with a brand new year brings a whole lot of new stuff. And here on the Snitch and Lins podcast, we have a bit of an announcement to make.
A massive announcement, hot off the presses. Big news, as we like to call it.
People may know that you and I, we live in different states. You live in Sydney, I live in Melbourne every now and then. You come to Melbourne.
They're different cities, not different states.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But they all are different states, Michael.
All right, calm down. Calm down. You know what I mean. Everybody knew exactly what I meant.
Okay, everyone knew what you meant. Just clarifying.
You're just the worst, Lindsay. And this is why I'm not as happy about the news as I should be. Because news is, I will be moving back to Sydney, which is very exciting.
Look who came crawling back.
Oh, shut your face,
back
Lindsay.
To the winning city.
Shut your face. Look.
Sydney won the war.
What can I say, Lindsay?
Sydney won the war. Sydney, Sydney, Sydney. Mm-hmm.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay. All right. Calm down.
It's a perfect
Sydney
representation
boy.
Of what Sydney people do.
I'm coming back to Sydney, but I'm leaving my heart in Melbourne. So you can expect some more podcasts from Lindsay and I more frequently as well, which is going to be nice. But
yes,
yeah,
will be nice.
I have got a new job back in Sydney. So Snitch and Lins will be now hometown Sydney in the next, I think about a month from now, will be our first Sydney-based podcast.
It'll be good. It'll be grand, fantastic. It'll make those signing of T-shirts a little bit less lonely.
Signing of T-shirts? You've been signing T-shirts up there, Lindsay?
The Snitch and Lins T-shirts on sale, $10. You get a free signature with those. They've been a bit lonely at the moment, but with you here, I'm sure sales will pick up.
Yeah, that's what was missing, Lindsay. It was me being in Sydney that was missing, not the fact that we're not famous at all.
People didn't want the Lins. People wanted the Snitch on their shirt.
Well, they'll be getting it, Lindsay, because I will be in Sydney. Snitch and Lins from Sydney, 2012. It's going to be huge. We hope you've all had a great Christmas and a great new year. We'll see you in a month. Lindsay, like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures,
check out snitchandlins.com.